Sean Parnell, the governor of Alaska, was expected to cruise to re-election. He is a Republican in a mostly conservative state, and even fewer Democrats tend to turn out in midterm elections. But 6 weeks ago, the Democrat dropped out of the race, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports, that unexpected move has put Governor Parnell on the defensive.
There was a Democrat running for governor in Alaska. His name was Byron Mallott. But around Labor Day, he bowed out in order to sign on as the running mate to another candidate.
Over the course of the campaign, we forged a friendship.
That's Mallott in a campaign ad explaining why he's now playing second fiddle to a nonpartisan candidate named Bill Walker.
I know deep down who I am, as does Bill, in terms of our core philosophies and our core values.
If it sounds as though Mallott's trying to reassure his Democratic base there, it's because he is. The man he's joined forces with, Bill Walker, is the one-time mayor of Valdez. He bears a passing resemblance to the former senator from Law and Order, Fred Thompson, and he used to be a registered Republican. But now he says he wants to move past party labels.
Our administration will be not bipartisan, it'll be no partisan. We're going to do what's best for Alaska.
That sounds inspiring. Until you talk to the cynics.
That's marketing and spin.
Mark Helenthal is a political pollster in Anchorage. He says the Democrats' decision to step aside for a nonpartisan like Walker is a tactic.
This is trying to win the governorship and get rid of Parnell.
Even if it means winning with someone who's not a Democrat. So far, it's working. Walker has surged past Governor Parnell in the polls. He's pooling the votes of Alaskans who are suspicious of the governor's ties with the oil industry, as well as those who don't like the way the governor has handled a recent sexual assault scandal in the Alaska National Guard. But the Republican governor is fighting back.
There's no direction, but there's internal conflict.
That's Parnell at a recent debate, questioning the viability of the nonpartisan ticket. Lately, the Republican governor has been trying to remind left-leaning voters that Walker is also a social conservative, a man who opposes gay marriage but says he wouldn't fight in court for Alaska's anti-gay marriage law. The governor accuses Walker of trying to have things both ways, and he mocked Walker for not even picking a side in Alaska's other big political race for the U.S. Senate.
That right there highlights the problem with a nonpartisan, bipartisan ticket.
Walker would rather not talk about abortion and gay marriage. He wants to focus this campaign on the state budget. This is Ron Clark, one of his campaign aides.
Alaska is unique because we've got a system that's supported pretty much entirely by oil revenues.
Clark points to the people lining up outside a building in downtown Anchorage. They're there to get their share of the oil money that the state hands out to residents every fall. Clark says oil has distorted Alaskans' understanding of how government is funded.
We've now raised more than an entire generation of people that pay no statewide taxes, yet the state services keep coming. The roads get plowed, the streets get paved, all this stuff happens. I don't know, maybe it's people think it's done by elves in the night.
The thing is, oil production is declining in Alaska. The state's been running deficits under Governor Parnell. And that's something that Walker is now promising to fix. So will Alaska Democrats really turn out for a socially conservative budget cutter? At this Democratic function on Kodiak Island, the answer seems to be yes.
I mean, how can you possibly be troubled by him? I mean, he's a great guy.
Dave Kubiak identifies himself as far left on the political spectrum, and yet he's eager to vote for Walker.
We got to have a change. And Walker's, Alaskan.
Faced with the Republican Party's utter dominance of state government, Alaska Democrats seem to have decided that the enemy of their enemy is their candidate. Martin Costi, NPR News.